Today is a feast day in the church calendar. I'm sure, yes, it says the presentation of Christ Candlemas on our newsletter. And today I'm going to address what is Candlemas and why is it called Candlemas and what is the message or a message for today from Candlemas. And I'm going to share with you something of the ministry that I do as well. So, today is a feast day. It marks a major event in the life of Jesus, the presentation of Jesus at the temple. And we've been told that in the gospel reading that we've just read together. At the time of purification, according to the law of Moses, and had been completed, Mary and Joseph took Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. The time of purification for women after they had given birth to a boy was 40 days. Today marks the 40th day after Christmas and the end of the Christmas season, and also the beginning of looking forward to Lent and the Passion of Christ. This is hinted in what is said to Mary, that a sword will pierce her own soul. We've celebrated Christmas, the baptism of Jesus, Epiphany, and now the presentation of Christ at the temple. So, why is today called Candlemas? Well, it's because when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus into the temple, they met an old man called Simeon, who recognized that Jesus was the Messiah. He recognized that Jesus is the promised salvation. And he declared in the very famous passage, which we now call the Nunc Dimittis, that Jesus was revealed as a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory to you people Israel. So Candlemas celebrates the light of Christ coming into and rising up in this world. Simeon had been waiting for this moment a long time, and meeting the Christ child was so fulfilling that he is now ready to die. And so this is why some churches have a Candlemas as a symbolic representation and celebration of Jesus' light being revealed. What is the message of Candlemas? Well, there are several, I'm sure. And Jesus being revealed as the Messiah and the promise of salvation is certainly one of them. But what we're going to celebrate today with this message is that Jesus is the light for all people. The Gentiles were outsiders of the faith. Jesus is there for those who don't think they belong, the strange and the marginalized, those who feel removed from the church. There are many groups and individuals that feel outsiders in our communities and in our churches. People who don't feel that Jesus' love is for them. But here in this passage, as Rowan Williams says, those non-belongers are literally put in the spotlight. Jesus brings the forgotten and the ignored into the theme of light. I love this passage and asked to speak this morning, which is rare for me, because I wanted to take this chance to talk about the ministry that I am called to in the church, which is ministry to older people in the community. And older people in our society can feel on the margins of church and society when they're no longer able to be active and able to contribute to community life as they had, and or maybe no longer able to get to church. This passage includes two old people, Simeon and Anna. We don't know how old Simeon was, but we do know that he had waited a long time for this moment, and he had received a promise from God that he would see the consolation of Israel, the promises of the Old Testament being fulfilled. We do know that he was a devout and righteous man. And Anna, She was 84 years of old age, a really old age for 2,000 years ago. Both of these old people were used by God to reveal the truth that Jesus was that light for the Gentiles, all people. They were totally convinced, and they were probably a bit different themselves. We know very little about Simeon, say, righteous and devout, and a little more about Anna, but not much. But we'll come back to Anna in a minute. However, this message closing the Christmas season is so inclusive. For those of you who've been with me taking a service, at a Christmas service in a care home, you know that I very often will bring a wooden stable and a nativity set. Actually, it was made by Bernard Vickery. And during that service, we bring all of the different characters from the Christmas story into the scene. And I often finish with a message, because I love to say how inclusive Jesus coming into the world is. And if we look at the Christmas scene, which we've been looking at for a long time, we have Mary, probably a teenager, a long way from home, frightened, no mother there. But Mary and Joseph had walked a long way, and they were poor. We have the shepherds, minding their own business, just keeping their sheep. They were Jewish. They were insiders. They were poor people. They were workers. And as I say, they weren't looking for anything. God just burst into their lives as they were doing their job. And we have the kings from the east. Strangers, yes, but seeking Jesus and the truth of the new king and the new kingdom. And they were definitely rich. And now we have two old people included to finish the Christmas season. Wonderful. So I want to share something of what we as a church are involved in with our older people's ministry. I know that most of you here know that I was ordained as a deacon to minister to older people in our community and in our ministry area. You also know that we have a big pastoral team in St. Edmunds that includes regular visiting to people in their own homes and people who are no longer able to get to church, and that we visit and worship with older people in Greenhill, Maesafunnan, and then in our ministry area, Glaslyn, Oaklands and Chiltern Place. But we are also involved in our community, in our dementia-friendly cafe, Cafe Croeso, and also in some of the other issues in our community. And I want to bring you up to date with just one issue that is recent. In the last year, Crickhowell Community has lost its day centre. The day centre at Maesafunnan closed its doors at the end of October. And since then, a steering group has met with many different organisations working together to put a programme together so that there is somewhere that older people who might want company or a meal or just a good old natter, so there's somewhere people can go every weekday, mostly every morning and every afternoon. The scheme is headed up by the Volunteer Bureau in the Crick Centre, and the scheme is called Powys Befrienders Support Groups. Those involved in running these groups represent a lot of voluntary organisations and some paid groups in our community. But the church is working as one of those with people in our community. And when we get there, we can offer friendship, but also people know that we go from the church and that we can offer spiritual care. So the Volunteer Bureau are heading it up, but the Rotary are involved. Members of the pastoral team are running beetle drives. Chris runs a beetle drive and a coffee morning. Hilary runs a coffee morning. We have, as I say, other people involved in the different ministries that we are involved here in Crickhowell. And that was, there's, as I say, that's an opportunity for us as a church So if anybody wants to volunteer, come and see me. There is a lot that we could do to help older people on a social, but don't think it's just social, level. There's a lot of overlap between social and spiritual care. However, what I really want to share with you this morning is something called Anna Chaplaincy. Anna Chaplaincy is a model of ministry for older people that grew out of a network called the Gift of Years. Some of you will remember we had a Gift of Years conference in 2018 here in St. Edmunds when Debbie Thrower came and introduced us to the idea of Anna Chaplaincy. The Gift of Years is celebrating its 10th year anniversary today at a service in one of the cathedrals in Oxford this afternoon. A lot has happened in this 10 years, and Anna Chaplaincy is now firmly established and trademarked as one of the important ministries that the Bible Reading Fellowship, otherwise known as BRF, support and resource with training materials and other publications. Bible Reading Fellowship also trademark some other ministries. The one that you will all have heard of is Messy Church. You may not know that it's a trademark of Bible Reading Fellowship, but not only did it kind of set Messy Church up, it supports with training materials and massive website that you can download all sorts of stuff. So that's a ministry that you will have heard of, Messy Church. Well, why Anna Chaplaincy? Well, after Anna, in this story, she was a faithful old lady with a prophetic voice, imparting wisdom to her generation and to many generations since, recognizing Jesus and announcing him to those around her. She was also a widow. We know that she lived in the church for many years, and that she prayed and fasted. But we don't know why she was in the church particularly. And although it doesn't say it, I wonder whether as a widow she was dependent on the church. She represents many older people who we visit. Many widows, but still with much to give and impart. Her name, Anna, also means grace or gift. Older people, like all of us, need ongoing spiritual care. And Anna Chaplaincy is absolutely committed to resourcing this through the BRF. The ministry involves walking alongside people, accompanying them with the ups and downs of older life, listening to their life stories, sensitive spiritual care, and many ministries, housebound care homes, retirement facilities, community lunch clubs, anywhere people are in the community. Anna Chaplaincy has some distinctive features. It's there to support older people spiritually, but it is community-based, person-centred and non-judgmental. It's for those of faith and no faith, and can extend to carers and family members. Actually, a model of older people's ministry which we practice here, which is very similar and is Anna Chaplaincy in all but name. But that's going to change as we develop Anna Chaplaincy alongside our pastoral visiting team in the near future, and as I help to promote Anna Chaplaincy as a sound model for supporting older people in the community. My role as leader of the lay pastoral ministry team has grown steadily. It started as a leader of the team when I was a lay person. When I was ordained almost 6 years ago, I was ordained as a deacon to older people's ministry across the ministry area and older people's ministry, and now have teams across the ministry area and in quite a few of the homes. In 2018, I was made a bishop's officer for older people's ministry for the Swansea and Brecon Diocese. And in 2020, I have the support of Archbishop John to become the first Anna Chaplain in Wales and to take a lead role in developing Anna Chaplaincy in Wales. I'm going to be commissioned as the lead Anna Chaplain in Wales at the Mother's Union Diocesan Festival in May at Brecon Cathedral. Anna chaplains are sent and supported by their local church, and I have been supported by our PCC, not just to do this ministry locally, but also to go forward with the Anna chaplaincy role. But Anna chaplains also have strong links and support to the Bible Reading Fellowship, and also to a huge network of other Anna chaplains. In England, there are more than 100 Anna chaplains, either Anna chaplains or those in similar roles. And Anna chaplaincy is starting to be recognised in England and has really taken off. And in the Church of England, in July last year, the General Synod unanimously adopted Anna chaplaincy as a way forward for older people's ministry. The advantages of working with the Bible Reading Fellowship and becoming Anna chaplains is the extensive network support and sharing of a wealth of experiences, sharing of new experiences. BRF have recently launched something called Messy Vintage. And the other advantage is the access to BRF's training materials and ongoing topical publications. There's also an annual gathering for teaching and sharing. So thank you for this opportunity to share with you something about Anna chaplaincy. And I could say much more, but I've got a leaflet for each of you, which you can't go home without. And if you want to know more, please ask me. But now, back to Candlemas. All older people's ministries and all ministries in general have the task and goal of bringing Jesus light and love and salvation to others, and sharing Jesus' light to others both inside and outside of the church building. We do this by drawing near to and drawing strength from Jesus and his grace, Jesus who is the light for all nations and all people, including those on the margins and those who don't feel they belong. When a candle is lit, it shines. And when another candle is lit from the one candle, the first light is not diminished, and the second candle burns just as brightly. Flame kindles flame. This is a picture of Jesus' inextinguishable and unending light. And in the same way, love, the love of Jesus, is not exhausted. The love of Jesus spreads in our hearts so that we can live by his light and share his light in our world. We pass his message of love and light on, not only in older people's ministry, but to all the ministries we as individuals and as a church are called to. Yes, to those inside us, but also to those who are on the fringes and those who feel outside of Jesus' love, light, power, salvation and his kingdom. The revelation of light to all people is what Candlemas is all about. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.